So why do we love Kanye? Just take a look at the Dr. Fauci movie that he made last year. Not he made, but they made about him. Just like a biography slash documentary, whatever. Basically a hit piece trying to make him seem like a fucking hero, right? But the point is, when you search Dr. Fauci movie, right? The first thing that will come up is, or the second thing is Rotten Tomatoes. But what's interesting is that they show the Rotten Tomatoes score, which is the critics. So these are the quote-unquote movie critics and stuff like that. So these critics give a score, and that score is 86% out of 100 for the Dr. Fauci movie. Now, you don't see the audience score until you actually click on the link. But when you click on the link and you see the audience score is actually 2% of people out of 100 actually like and appreciate the movie. So there's a few things to take from this. One is, the reason we like Kanye is because most people in this life, it's not up to you. Once you end up in these positions, you become a slave and a bitch. And if you don't, any man or woman, white or black, that stands up for anything and does what's right, does what's true, does what's, you lose your opportunity. There's literally a system of stripping your wealth and your livelihood and all of these things if you do not follow whatever people tell you to do. That's why they train you as a child to not think, not to discern this reality, and not to make it what it, not to make sense of it as it makes sense to you and interact with it how you interact with it. They teach you a way, and not that the world doesn't work this way, but it's all the perception. They teach you a way to look at the world and to process things. Example, when you're looking at something like that, you take the critic's opinion maybe without even clicking the link, right? You say, oh, 86%, let me take a look at this. Well, here's the thing. Since we know that people are being pressured, we can look at that disparity, right? 86% with 42 critic ratings with and versus the over 500 plus ratings that let it down to 2%. So the first thing it tells you is what? The critics either don't know how to rate a movie or something's off here, right? Because there shouldn't be. And if you check other movies on Rotten Tomatoes, I've never seen personally a discrepancy like that, but I've seen discrepancies, but I've never seen that impactful, right? To see 86%, that's like saying 9 out of 10 people are going to like this. So 9 out of 10 critics thought this was good, but less than 1 out of 10 of the people that watch it and write it, you think it's good? It's obvious, right? The critics did what critics are paid to do, depending, right? And like anything, what a doctor's paid to do, what a mechanic is paid to do. They're paid to do a job, but within the confines, right? So a doctor can look at a patient and might know the best thing for this person, but can't do it. You know how many times that happens every single day? They know they have the best advice, they have the best procedure, they have the best medicine, they have the, but if it's not under their lines, under their protocol, they can't use it. Doesn't matter if they saw it work 1,000 times with no failures, they cannot give it to you because of this protocol. What if people don't see the problem with those types of things in life? This is why the people that do, we love Kanye. We love people that cannot be controlled. It's not about every viewpoint that the man has. He cannot be controlled or gaslit by these people. Their whole way of interacting is just flamboyant sentences, nonsensical, rambling. I wouldn't say impactful, inflammatory. Ooh, that's ridiculous. Like an answer to a question. Ooh, that's ridiculous. It's like they make conversation, specifically progressive, intelligent conversation, impossible. It's part of their tactics, but they use certain words. They don't attack people, right? They do things that kind of soothes the unrefined brain, the non-critical discerning brain that can't look beyond the surface of anything, right? Which is most people. So these people are crafty and most people die or really are ruined completely when they go through that system and try to be anything other than what, right, they're accepting. When Kanye talks about the music, when you make the kill him, hit him up music, you don't have much trouble in the industry getting your record played, getting anything you need, because you're promoting that. But when you switch that 180 degrees or 360 even, it's completely different. is completely different. You just they won't put it out. Just like they won't put out stories of black achievement and excellence. It's just not something. I remember when I was doing my acting, there was a not a movie, but like a documentary, and I remember I auditioned, I wrote in my story, because it was about people that had these stories. I think it was African American, and like what the plight was that was so interesting, right? So I know that there's like, man, listen, I'm not gonna say I have the most interesting, right? Because there's some extremely interesting people, but I'm definitely top 1,000, definitely top 1,000 black people in America with my family history, the story of what made me today and my sister. And I detailed that in a letter, you know. And in a nutshell, it detailed my father's coming to this country, accomplishing a PhD, my mother getting a master's degree, my mother going through racism, having that degree, but couldn't get a job, getting a job, going back to my grandmother, coming here from down south, couldn't even read or write, and got a job with the IRS, which set off everything, right? My great-grandfather coming from St. Kitts, my great-uncle, he fought in World War I, my great-uncle fought in World War II. My aunt and uncle owned businesses in Harlem in the 50s and 60s on 7th Avenue and 145th Street and 123rd Street. And it was deeper. So it was this story of survival, but every generation doing something different. And then my sister becomes a lawyer. I become software developer. We make things. I do entrepreneur stuff. We make money. We do things. It's a wonderful story. But didn't even get a response. And as I looked, I was like, oh my God. It hit me as soon as I sent it. I was like, this story is not the American story. Because I was like, I sometimes always knew. Right? And I said, always sometimes, right? But I sometimes knew when I would get the job. But I felt I always knew I was going to get the job in terms of like acting. Just certain things like I nailed this, or my story's going to win, or whatever. And this was a time where like nobody has a better story. Like they have to call me in. Like this is some interesting shit. And I could sit and tell this story. And it hit me when I didn't even get a call back. And mind you, they just couldn't, they might have not liked my story. That's a possibility. But I'm going to go out on a limb here and make a little assumption that that story was not the narrative that fits the Hollywood thing. And most of that stuff is controlled by the Jews. They don't promote that stuff. Story of black strength. Where's the white hero, right? Where's the white person that helped us or saved us, right? Black business owners and people fighting through racism to persevere and stack wealth and empower themselves. What the fuck is this? I'm not interested in putting that. Now, many people, black and white, are interested in hearing that. But the people that are behind it are not interested in putting that out. So going back, right, to the critics and Dr. Fauci, right, those critics are the Matrix people, right? They were told what to do by somebody, right? Maybe that's the lead director there, the whatever. It got down to, hey, let's give this movie no less. It wasn't probably a direct, everybody give them the same number. But it was probably something like, let's give these guys no less than 80%. All 42 of you critics, just no less than 80%. Dr. Fauci, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. Or let's give it between 80 and 90, everybody. Or 75 and 95. Whatever they did to get that 86 rating, right? That was contrived. There's no way that those people looked at this film and thought it was that good, and then the public looked at it and thought it was that bad. So those first people are, I hate to say it, but they're part of the problem, but part of what you have to look past in life, right? Because I'm not even say they're indoctrinated. They're aligned with their status quo, which is the only thing that is accepted. So until you get what? I've said this before, fuck you money. Another reason people like Trump and Andrew Tate and Kanye. You notice how people talk a little different, and you can say they're crazy. Well, are they crazy? Or are you just scared? Are you just not powerful? And you can't say what you want because you're scared. You don't have the resources. You're dependent on somebody to live. The only reason I could even say this shit. And now, mind you, I don't have a huge audience, right? I'm actually a top podcast overall in the world because not too many people do this. But I don't make any money from this. But even the sponsorship that I got from the ads I did on the first season, that was taken off because of the content. Right. So there's nothing to gain from this type of content, only on a greater scale if there's change in the world. And I know I've made that. So ask yourself, why do people, when they have everything, or I don't have everything, but I have enough I have enough infrastructure that I don't have to fucking work for these people. They cannot harm me. They can kill me. They can harm me in weight, but they cannot structurally harm me. I don't feed anything off their systems. That is power. So I can say this. They're like my job doesn't find out I'm doing this and fire me, right? Oh. You can't express yourself. And it's why people, I think, are so angry at times. And you can't, not say you can't say what these guys are saying, what I'm saying, but you can't say what you want to say. Those critics could not look at that film and say, it's a 72. It's a 84. It's a 10. They worked their whole lives or some part of their lives to get to that job, right? They became a certified critic. And now you want to do your job, you want to have fun. Oh, I get to rate the Fosse movie, and you get the letter that tells you what to do, and you're like, why am I even here? I'm just here to get money. I'm just here to collect a check. I'm not here for my real input, right? And they did what they're supposed to do, and the people show, no, we don't like this. So the system at this point, when you see that kind of disparity in where we're at with some of the things in society. We're really at a point now where I'm going to say 75% of the people don't buy most of this nonsense. There's a small contingent that really buy into it. Another small percentage is like on the fence at times, different things. But the silencing and the muffling of all the voices that are providing the true answers is hiding the true amount of people that are out of this and have checked out, you know? And realize that, wait a second, you know, people, this is a age of enlightenment. So I realized this years ago. Many people even in this time of life, bro, nobody owns life. And this world is more powerful than the biggest nuclear weapon or government. So I looked at life like nobody really owns this and nobody can really control anybody. Everything we do collectively is a fucking agreement. And I said to myself, life in and of itself is a projection of your reality. That's how me and a person, let's say from my same neighborhood, can live two completely different lives because of the way we see the world, right? And if life is a projection of your reality, and I, in my own life, was able to do things that people said I couldn't do, probably at this point over 100 times, but even when I was young, 5-6 times, I started to see, wait a second, these guys are just giving us a version. That helps them. When you look back at this system and say, why is this? Why? You'll see like half the shit doesn't make sense. Not that something shouldn't exist, but the structure, where it's set up, who it benefits. Like, what the fuck is this? And you start to see, even the capitalism. What capitalism is not just free markets. Capitalism is the hoarding or theft of resources to control. The hoarding or theft of resources. You have to get enough shit so you can become a capitalist. It's the only way to do it, right? So most people got at some point somebody stole some shit or did some shit. Gangster shit is how stuff starts. People don't want to tell you this, but this is why the street person and the gangster is so attacked, even when there's no violence, because it fucking enterprise and you become strong. You enterprise, you get wealth, and you can now make moves, and you can create an army, you can create institutions, and you can create think groups and tanks for people to, you know, you can shape the world and what they do. They take the money, the hoarding, the resources, the international banking, all these scams, and they control your thought. They control your life. Now, what we've seen in the past, let's say 10 years, we've seen people get the money, or even people that don't have the money say, fuck it, I'm going to let the world know, right? And usually these people are not that high level. Why people are excited about Kanye is because, yes, not because he has money, but because of influence. You see, the reality is, somebody can meet me, you could look at me, you might say, wow, you're physical, you're spiritual. When you come around me, you may say, you're an amazing person, but at the end of the day, not a lot of people are going to listen to me, right? Because I'm not famous and I don't have $1 billion, right? So it's not that, you know, the words are not powerful. They may even be more powerful than Kanye's, perhaps. But the thing is, Kanye has the ability to reach people because of that, his lifestyle, what he does for a living. And with that being said, you don't see people at that level because it's not allowed. Like I said, once you get to that level, even if you have the money, it's not allowed. They will try to do what? Cancel you now. So I don't think anybody's ever seen anybody on that level do this and live. People have spoken out before, but usually something has happened. A Prince or Michael Jackson. Like, people have said things and you look at those industries, even when people just try to get their money, they ended up dead. Just saying, hey, I'm not, I want my public, just to ask for their publishing and to ask for their money, their royalties, these people ended up dead, right? So we've never seen somebody as wealthy as Kanye be so direct with it. Because even, remember, when Michael did it, when Prince would speak, he would speak, right, in his interviews, and he would say things pretty direct, but not inflammatory. It was, like, still somewhat coded. Like, you say that these people think you're a slave, they don't treat us well, but he didn't really get to the nitty-gritty. He said some things, a few interviews, but on par, Prince didn't do that. Michael used cold language, too. He made a few songs, so, and I don't, what's that song? I don't really care, I said, I just want you to know they don't really care about us, right? Remember that song? I just want you to know they don't really care about us. That song, yeah, man. And he was talking about, like, you know, because just like me, I did business with high-level stuff. The higher you get, you see some of the treachery that this that goes on. And it's so bad. Like, these people are, like, all psychopaths. They have no feelings, no empathy. Like I said, they're 20 times worse than your Common Street thug. I'm telling you. These people will blow up 30,000 people to make a couple million dollars, bro. It's mean. Not everybody, but you meet those type of people on those levels. So what Kanye has run into is these experiences. That's what he happened in the last 2 years. He got to that level where he thought, all right, now you're dealing with the big boys. And he saw the lies, the things, and all this stuff. Now, that's where the whole thing goes into the Jew thing. And that's just going to have to play out. But he's not pulling back. And, you know, I think the fact that that's one of those things that they won't even allow the conversation. Remember, today's times when we see that, we look deeper, right? So for me, my whole life, I've heard that, right? You've heard, like, I used to ask myself a few questions about the Jews. I'm like, all right, I understand people hate black people, but we're clearly darker, right? So you see the whole dark prejudice across the world, but why are Jews, if these are real Jews, why are they being attacked? Why are they the only people that are lighter than us like that, that have been persecuted like black people? That to me, something's off there, because the skin and appearance and that type of stuff, as long as you can fake that, why people don't harm you. We're not harming you like black. They were getting harmed in so many places, not like one place. If you look at the history, if what I read is true and what you read is true, pretty much everywhere they went, they were killed, burned at the stake, all this stuff. Like, they're the absolute worst people in the world. The things that were said about them, that they were all liars and thieves, right? Unkempt and dirty, right? And rude. This is what was said in numerous texts and numerous things across the years, right? Your man Hitler, same thing. There was the same allegations against the Jews, right? When he was in, what was it, Vienna, he said he saw these things. He didn't start with that mindset. He came, he went through life, and he kept noticing the things. He noticed it through the media. He noticed that they put out these same perverse images and low-frequency things that are just horrible for society. Ring a bell? The world that we're living in, controlled by international finance, ring a bell, right? Porn, horror movies, sick programming, reality shows, just the worst type of thing. And the results are horrible for the country, and they won't stop it. Nobody has any sense to say maybe we should stop feeding our public this stuff. Well, many people saw these things. Many people saw the theft, and many people dealing with these so-called. Now, mind you, I'm calling so-called Jews. Right? Because we don't know who the real Jews are, in my opinion. We don't really know. Or if those are the Jews, well, then this is your history. This is your history. And most people I've met, and I know, and this is not every Jewish person, but like there's groups of every group of people that do some bad shit. Right? There's groups of blacks, there's groups of whites, there's groups of Jews, there's groups of everything. But what is it about this group of Jews that is connected to so many things that people at the highest level of life, you run into them, myself included, and every dealing is like that with them, right? A lie, a theft, and you have to basically, and if you can't, if you're too sharp and you read and you get, they don't do the deal. I've never seen a Jew take a deal that's not some complete scam deal. Like, that's the only deal they work with, some scam deal. And from my experience, and I think that's what happened to Kanye these last couple of years. He saw the thieving nature of those people, right? And he's saying, it's very simply, these people are doing, like he's saying the same thing. They have control of this media stuff, and look what they're putting out. They're profiting off your death. They're profiting off your death of entertainment, and sports. Two things that arguably they can't even do. Who watches Jewish entertainers? And who watches Jewish athletes? Let's call it what it is. You see how this doesn't sound nice and I'm not coding your back. You can call me an anti-Semite. Listen, do you want me to go and tell you specifically about the genetic makeup of my black body versus theirs? Like the gene codes and everything? Like, bro, they don't have an RR gene. They don't have a super strength. That's why blacks are great at fucking athletics. That's why we run fast and we jump high and we do all those things because we have a fucking superior body. So how could the man with the superior body not make how could a Jew, the weakest body, make money off the superior body? Ah, there lies your problem. This is what people like Kanye have seen. So it's not anti-Semitic to go attack Jews and do this stuff. Get the fuck out of here. Nobody gives a shit about that. People are saying, what he's saying, what was it? Like, I don't want to be influenced by these people. You know, Jewish culture affects Jewish people, and that's the way it should be. I'll give you an example. In hip-hop, right, you have people like, Michael Rappaport, I don't even know what he does, even if he's in hip-hop, but he's actually a perfect example of, a culture vulture Jewish troll. He has no fucking business speaking on black issues, yet every fucking post or thing out of his mouth is some fucking trolling and comment on black culture, and it's absolutely sick. Name one black person who, mind you, now, you can't even comment on their culture. I can't even say things about their culture. You can't even, famous people can't even say things about their culture. Yet this man can come on and just talk about, whether it's Kevin Durant, he can jump in there and give his two cents on a broad level, say inflammatory things, do things, and inject himself into the culture as if he's accepted, as if he's part of this culture. Now, okay, let's just say, fine, that's cool and we're like that. Well, tell me the black Michael Rappaport in the Jewish community, a voice that actually has some sort of credence or people are listening to in some respect, right? And this voice is commenting on Jewish matters, right? He's commenting on the building of synagogues and global Jewish matters. And let's say 2 years ago in New York with the COVID and the Jews, some Jews didn't want to do it because they're religious beliefs. A black person is commenting on those things. What? They would immediately attack that guy. This is the same Jew that you let talk about your fucking culture. So this is what Kanye's saying. Enough with them. They speak on it. You X them out. You don't fucking speak on this, Jew man. Go to your Jew life and you make money off your Jew body. And if you can't, then so be it. You make money off your other theft or whatever it is you do. You do not make money off of us. This is what he's telling you. He's telling your ass to wake the fuck up. Wake the fuck up. The same thing me and many people have been saying. You're lucky enough to get to this point in life without fucking dying, you'll realize that there's so much power within you, and it's all in your decisions. You can check out of things, make different decisions, right? When you have that chance, and the Jewish lawyer, and look elsewhere, bro. Look elsewhere. So there is no black Michael Rappaport in their culture. So I try to tell black people sometimes, they'll try to frame any of your standing up for yourself as racism. Bro, the first step of this mission is not giving a fuck what people say about you. I don't care what you call me. That's not, you know who you are in your heart. You know, the people that call you racist have probably committed hate crimes. I'm going to tell you that much. The people like us would have no interest in these people. We're superior beings, and we're trying to find ways to ignite everybody to live their best life. White, black, everybody. I have no concern over a white man, a Jew, an Indian, an Asian. They're all there in their own course of frequency. None of them can stop me, especially without structural things attacking me, right? So there's no Michael Rappaport in Jewish culture. There's no black Michael Rappaport. How about Peter Rosenberg, right? Is there a Jewish genre of music that they dominate or whatever? But let's just say there is. I don't know what it is. Whatever that is, or even forget even music, just Jewish entertainers. They have Jewish radio, different things. Do you... Name me one black man that's on a Jewish radio station, right? Because we're talking about hip-hop here. Most of the artists are black and then probably followed by Hispanic. You're not going to have many white hip-hop artists. It's probably going to be less than 5%. So Hot 97 comes and they interview all of these hip-hop artists. It's a hip-hop station pretty much. And 95%, well, probably 80 to 85% of those people are black people. But when you go up there, you speak to a half black guy, a Puerto Rican, and a Jew. The Puerto Ricans were part of hip hop. That's fine. Black people, clearly, even the black and white guy, he's a black guy, whatever. That's fine. What is Peter Rosenberg? Why do I have to sit up there talking about my hip hop life to Peter Rosenberg, bro? A 40-year-old balding Jew. What the hell does he know about my life? What the hell can he relate to anything going on in this car? I don't care how much you studied it. You are not of it. You are not of it. And no, like, I'm not of your coach. I don't know. I've studied things, but I don't care how many books I read. I'm not you. I'm not an Orthodox Jew. I'm not a Hasidic Jew. I'm not a common Jew. I'm not any of that stuff, right? And now, I'm not even talking about what Kanye talks about. I'm talking about in the present form of what we identify. I'm not that. So how could I speak on that, right? And more importantly, you would not get that job, black man. There's not a Jewish place, and they wouldn't hire you for a fucking... They wouldn't even let you probably take out the trash in a Jewish bakery. They wouldn't even let you be the delivery man in a Jewish fucking bakery. These are people that stay to themselves. They don't deal with that. But the only time they deal with others is if they're robbing you. This is what you have to accept. Now, who gives a shit? It's their lives. But you don't have to let them keep doing it. This is the power that you have as a black person, especially if you're talented. People, listen, in life, everybody's trying to take your money and take your talent and use your talent. That's life, white or black. But like I explained on other podcasts, as a black person, that term in the black represents you, motherfucker. You are in this country, in this world, to these people to just make money for them. Right? Why do they get so mad at the few black enterprises that are not directly tied into their shit? Because they know this is a cycle, right? What LeBron James did, right, when he got all his team instead of a bunch of Jews, right? That's why they hate him so. One of the reasons they hate him so much. Like, we have a bunch of people set up for you to steal your money and do it. No, I got my people. They're educated, and now he built the biggest empire of probably a sports person in the world. I don't know an athlete bigger than him. Probably Cristiano Ronaldo, and even him. When you think about the range that LeBron is in, it's too much. It's just too many things. But the point is, his own people did that, right? Same way you see what Ice Cube is trying to do, trying to start the process of blacks. Hey, own your own leagues, bro. It's nothing wrong against the leagues out of here. But since these people, they're so racist, and they let them have their own shit, right? You have your own shit. You play football, you play basketball, you play all this yourself, and you go watch that. Because there's no reason culturally, and there's nothing racist about this. Is what people have to understand. There's nothing wrong with and anybody can go anywhere, right? We're not saying you're banned, but we're saying, hey, let's have a league that's a black league, and most of the audience is going to be black. Let's have a league where you can go and play. Imagine going. It's like what Deion Sanders is doing. He's having these kids. You go and you see this organized set of black people. It's just probably so riveting to these kids because you don't get that, right? Though when you're in a big event, it's usually populated by rich white people in the front, right? Who are like looking at their phones and not even real fans. So like, it's a mad experience. It's not really what you're looking for as a player. So he's giving guys that reality playing in that space. So that's what Ice Cube is trying to do, and we hope more people do. So in 15, 20 years, there's a league. We don't need the NBA, right? Let the NBA, right? Let them have a bunch of white players for the most part. The black players will pick our black league first, right? And then what happens is it just shifts because the numbers are going to go down, right? And they're going to make deals. But you're not going to be able to deal with these people properly when you have no leverage. If we are giving our best talent to them, they have LeBron James. You see, they have the best rookies now. They have Steph Curry. They have all of the talent. So that's not an easy process, but that's the goal. And we're all racist. No, there's no other set of people that just make money. Well, I'm going to say there's no other set of people that have everybody making money off of them, whether it's in your neighborhood, your stores. When I was in these neighborhoods, I couldn't get enough black people to realize we have to own every fucking business. And I'm not saying I promoted this, but I'm like, hey, bro, I'm even down to pressure these businesses, not extort them, but pressure them that you might have to leave here if you don't do certain fucking things, hire these people, and that's that. You see how I think? True revolutionary, protector of my community. It's like 10%, 5% of black men in these communities like this. So Arabs, Hispanic, everybody can just come in, build wealth, build million-dollar homes, set up their generational wealth off your back. Off your back, and that's what Kanye's saying. This has to stop. That part, if you stop that one fucking thing, there'll be so many snowball changes. So many snowball changes. Stop letting people manipulate and abuse you. We're the only people that allow somebody to do it. We're the only people that allow people into their culture like that. I guarantee you right now, like, there's black country musicians, but in terms of country music, it's in America, it's predominantly white. If you look at the country music record labels, now, they don't make a lot of money, whatever, but if you look at all that and you look at the whole thing, I guarantee you there are no black people in those same type of positions, like if you look at hip-hop music, where the Jews are. The Jews being the record execs before the music goes out, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? That's like the most uncoolest person on the in the world making a decision about culture, right? So there is, we don't have that in their culture. It's not, there is no, like I said, there's no Michael Rapaport, and there is no Rosenberg. There is no place where a bunch of Jews have to go up to do a Jewish interview or culture or talk about something that was pretty much started by Jews, and they have to sit in front of a black person who's a prominent figure. Imagine Noriega apologizing to a Jew the next day after all of the things that Kanye said. Specifically, these people, and people like Nori talking about, why don't we just take a positive? No, everything's not a fucking positive approach. Why would you take a positive approach with somebody who keeps putting out music talking about I'll kill a nigga and I'll fuck your bitch and I'll do all these horrible things and this black fucking violence and death? Why would you take a fucking light approach with a person like that? Respectfully, fuck that person and their whole families and bloodlines. Respectfully. So, Kanye has so many people excited. They keep taking the video down on YouTube, but the beauty of the internet, and I'm going to leave it at this, is that, you know, we can download things. So, soon as stuff comes out now, we can download it and repost it. And I encourage everybody here at The Truth Hurts, when you see things that you know is coming down and you believe in your heart of hearts, not just inflammatory stuff or controversial stuff, real truths. That's what we care about. We're not here for the hype. Real truths. You download those videos and you just keep reposting them. You make fake accounts. You keep getting that word out. Because that's what they're trying to do. They're literally trying to silence these people. And like I said a minute ago, even the people that are rich, they rarely get to that level to where they say anything, right? Like if Jay-Z came out and did that, like, you'd watch how quickly Jay-Z's empire falls. Kanye actually built a slightly different empire than Jay-Z in an interesting way. Jay-Z has him, I'm sure he's good probably by now. I'm not sure, but in terms of the other things, you would watch probably half of his or Puff Daddy's empire fall because these people have, like, example, even Kanye West at Revolt. Most people, this is how the Jew works, man. Most people would think that Puff Daddy owns Revolt 100%, right? That's probably what you think. Why? Because in 2013, I remember the day myself, not the day, but I remember the video when Puff was walking in Manhattan. He was like, yo, I'm about to go sign the deal and this is about to be official. We getting Revolt TV. We going to control our images. It's all us. Da, 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 da. Oh, shit. Black owned. And over the last 10 years, I never heard of anybody else. Like, the other partner, which is usually a silent partner, is what they do with the Puffs and Jays. They use these faces, right? And then they don't even put their names on things. You have to actually dig and do research to find out the other people associated with these situations. Well, that's why they use people like Puff. And I'm not saying this had nothing to do with Puff. No. I'm saying that there is pretty much nowhere where the Jew is not involved. And this is when you start to look at things. You can call it a conspiracy theory if you want. But this is the fact. So when you look at that, you would think that he owns it. And it's never been disclosed, like, in some, I'm saying aggressive, but publicized way that he's only a co-owner. He's a co-owner. And I don't even know the percentages now. Don't even get me started on that. I'm going to hope it's a 50-50 venture or 80-20 Puff. But if I know how the Jew works, Puff probably, and it's possible, he owns less than 50% of it. I have no idea of that. But I know there is a co-owner. And his name is Andy Schultz or something, like Schoen. I think it's like Andy Schoen. And he's a guy, he has tons, he's really big in media, has a thing called Loop Radio. He's been around since, as like a program director, since he was about 25, 24 years old, in the industry, whatever. So, like I said, it's nothing against Andy Schoen, you know? But it's, once again, the black man, you're not independent to even express your own thoughts, because these Jewish people own media. It's not a conspiracy. Example, the same platform that Ye said all of these things, well, think about what I'm saying. It's under the guise of this black ownership, but look who really owns it. Or not really, but look who also owns it, a Jewish person. So I don't care what you say. Kanye trying to speak the truth like that. and there's a Jewish person that half owns the company, well, that's a problem. And you'll rarely find a place where there's not a Jewish person behind the scenes. So this is what he's talking about, and I'm glad he's bringing light to it. It's not about Jewish hate. You know, I don't, like, honestly, and they could take it whatever the fuck they want. Honestly, you could say, I don't like, we hate you, whatever the fuck you want to say. Like, it really doesn't matter. And this is what black people got to get through their fucking heads. It doesn't fucking matter. Because the treatment you've already received, can it get any fucking worse? Other than blatant attacks that you're going to now say is up and get your gun and just let somebody have it when they come at you. Other than that, what? Bottom of everything, systematically excluded of everything. To this day, you go to sell your home, it's less money. You go to buy your home, it's more money. You go to get a loan, it's higher interest rate. You go to so all throughout the structure, you're systematically disadvantaged. So why not take that back? You have nothing to lose by being called a racist, I guess they're going to call us, racist people, because we're pointing out what literally millions of people over the course of fucking history have pointed out. And at least for 500 to 2,000 years, this has been a problem. It's been documented too many fucking places that we are living in this time and we're going through the same problem. I'm even go as far to say this. I've met many people in my life, but it's very possible that the Jew is more responsible for racism than the white alone, that they play a bigger role in pitting us against each other. I'm not the white and the Jew, they one and one, but like they're like 50 to one. They're not really one and one. To me, the Jew, from what I've seen, that specific type, they're not friendly, they're selfish, they're greedy, they're unkempt, they're rude, they steal, they're thieves, they lie, right? That's what I've seen. Leave you with this story, you can call it what it is. Once again, this is my experience. I worked in retail when I was young as a manager, and I worked in about 7 stores over the course of a few years. And I worked in a Jamaican neighborhood, a black African-American neighborhood, a Hispanic, like Dominican neighborhood. Like a Puerto Rican and black neighborhood. I worked in a Queens type neighborhood that had like Indians, whites, and blacks, a little bit of Asians. And I worked in a Jewish neighborhood, and I worked in like an all white neighborhood. So all white neighborhoods in Manhattan, a mixed one was in Queens, different places. And in each of these neighborhoods is obviously theft, but the theft differs. So downtown with the white people, they steal, right? There's different type of thieves. Everybody had thieves, right? But they were different things. But here's the interesting thing. Who was followed the most by security? The black people. Who stole the least? Probably the black people. Who stole when it was black people? There were two primary types. This is my experience. I'm not saying this is fact. There was there were professional thieves / addicts type people, like where either they come here to steal to make money, it's like their hustle, or like it's for the drugs, right? But these were people, usually would be a man, 30 plus, and just has a slick way, or they, you know, do stuff, they do little tricks, and they would try to steal, they would try to get you, they would buy something, steal 13 things. You'd have that type of thief, I would call it like a poverty-based thief, and then you have like women with kids. That was the number two thief that I saw working in the markets. They were women with kids. So a lot of times, black women with kids, they would be stealing things, infamil, all those type of things. Those people I never really arrested anybody, my personally, obviously, I could have, but call the police, unless there was some other shit, like they were violent or it got to some other level, or you came back 3 times. The first or second time, it's like, I'm going to give you the trespassing and just don't fucking come back here. So I don't think I ever locked up or called police on like a woman. Most of the time, they're not coming back. It was just, hey, I can't let you take this stuff, but we're just going to take your picture and get out of here and don't worry about nothing. So that was in the black neighborhoods. The Spanish, it was similar. The mixed neighborhoods, similar. You know, the white neighborhoods, it was slightly different how they would do it. It would usually be people who looked like they didn't have to steal. A lot of times that was in a wealthy neighborhood. But there are just thieves. I remember there are people that like, unfortunately, there are people that like to just get away with taking things. And then there were professional thieves in those white neighbors too. But check this out. The number one place and the worst thieves were the Jews. Of all of the places I went, and it was probably the most affluent place. It was in Long Island, I forget. It was like New Hyde Park. It was New Hyde Park, Long Island. And these Jews out there, oh my God. Now, like I said, most of the time they stayed to themselves. They did that. But they were the biggest thieves. They would just, and it was so blatant with it. They would just take a bread, it's $5, take a 99 sticker off something else, put it on there, and just, and then when you would catch them, they'd just laugh. Old ladies, everybody, just steal, almost as an act entitled to the theft. So this is my experience. So black man, wake your ass up. Wake your ass up, man. Wake your ass up. Wake your ass up. Stop letting people abuse you, man. Everything is not simple as a cutoff switch. But signing nefarious contracts, doing these stupid things, it's just not, it's never going to turn out good for you. In my own dealings and business with people, most people, and this is just most people, they ain't shit. But I will say this, the black people I've dealt with were probably some of the nicest people, but naivest people I dealt with. I'm going to say that again. The black people I dealt with were probably some of the nicest. Oh, on par, there were some bad black people too, but on par, they were some of the nicest people I dealt with, but some of the naivest when it came to like business and just dotting the I's and really protecting themselves. The white man will do business with you, but he's, you know, he's tricky too. You know, he's very tricky. He will lie. Like the white man would just lie and just do some other shit. But you can make money with white people. I'll tell you that much. If it makes sense, you can make money, but they will try to undercut you. That's just the thing. They're going to try some like backdoor shit. They'll try to like copyright your name or trademark some shit behind your back. This is how they are. The Jew won't even deal with you, like I said, unless it's like literally, hey, do you want to make us $1 million and we give you 10? And it's like, oh yeah, that sounds cool. Like, can I be on TV? And they're like, yeah. Guys, the truth hurts.